Book 10, Canto 3, The Debate of Love and Death, page 635 to 636. Death from the incredulous darkness sent its cry. O priestess in imagination's house, persuade first nature's fixed immutable laws, and make the impossible thy daily work. How canst thy force to wed two eternal foes? Irreconcilable in their embrace, they cancel the glory of their pure extremes. An unhappy wedlock maims their stunted force. How shall thy will make one the true and false? Where matter is all, their spirit is a dream. If all are the spirit, matter is a lie. And who was the liar who forged the universe? The real with the unreal cannot mate. He who would turn to God must leave the world. He who would live in the spirit must give up life. He who has met the self renounces self. The voyagers of the million routes of mind, who have traveled through existence to its end, sages exploring the world oceans vast, have found extinction the soul harbor safe. Two only are the doors of man's escape: death of his body, matter's gate to peace; death of his soul, his last felicity. In me all take refuge, for I, death, am God. But Savitri replied to mighty death, my heart is wiser than the reason's thoughts. My heart is stronger than thy bonds, O death. It sees and feels the one heartbeat in all. It feels the high transcendent sun-like hands. It sees the cosmic spirit at its work. In the dim night it lies alone with God. My heart's strength can carry the grief of the universe and never falter from its luminous track, its wide tremendous orbit through God's space. It can drink up the sea of all delight and never lose the white spiritual touch, the calm that broods in the deep infinite. He said, art thou indeed so strong, O heart, O soul, so free? And canst thou gather then bright pleasure from my wayside flowering boughs, yet falter not from thy hard journey's goal, meet the world's dangerous touch and never fall? Show me thy strength and freedom from my laws. But Savitri answered, surely I shall find among the green and whispering woods of life close-bosomed pleasures only mine since his, or mine for him, because our joys are one. And if I linger, time is ours and God's. And if I fall, is not his hand near mine? All is a single plan. Each wayside act deepens the soul's response, brings nearer the goal. Death, the contemptuous Nihil, answered her, so prove thy absolute force to the wise gods by choosing earthly joy. For self demand, and yet from self and its gross masks live free. Then will I give thee all thy soul desires, all the brief joys earth keeps for mortal hearts. Only the one dearest wish that outweighs all, hard laws forbid and thy ironic fate. My will once wrought remains unchanged through time, and Satyavan can never again be thine. But Savitri replied to the vague power, if the eyes of darkness can look straight at truth, look in my heart, and knowing what I am, give what thou wilt or what thou must, O death. Nothing I claim but Satyavan alone. There was a hush, as if of doubtful fates. As one disdainful still who yields a point, Death bowed his sovereign head in cold assent. I give to thee, saved from death and poignant fate, whatever once the living Satyavan desired in his heart for Savitri.